KN4VWA.
I just fixed another ID-10T error over the phone.
I don't have money today. What's that cost? About $200 per service fee?
Nah, if I can fix it over the phone, I don't charge them. Especially when they do something as stupid as some of these folks do. You know. But if I can't fix it over the phone, it's $100.50 an hour. Motorcycles to do a service call.
Yeah, I tell you, man. I don't know, it'd be a fun ride to get there. That'd be the main thing. Because, you know, summertime right around the corner. I don't know, man. I'm getting burned out on this junk here. I tell you, I'm about ready to get me a pencil pushing job somewhere.
Quit doing like a human forklift.
It ain't that, man. I'm getting burnt out, man, doing this stuff. I mean, you know, they push and push and push to get you to do something, and I don't know, I've been, you know, dealing with my sugar diabetes for I don't know how long now, and they knew that, and they swapped up and sent us to a new place to do drug tests and DOT physicals, and well, this place over here, man, is giving me a hard time. It ain't like the other place where we was at. You know, they've been monitoring it for 3 or 4 years over yonder, and they, you know, they pretty much know about it, and this place over here is denying me for it.
Well, are you on shots or pills or what?
Supposed to be taking shots too, but I hadn't been taking the shots because that daggone medicine is so high, man. You know, my wife has to go and do that surgery and everything else, and it's just, I don't know, it's about to break the bank, man. The pig's already broke.
I don't understand why they give you a bad time because of your diabetes if you're just on the pills.
Evidently, like she was telling me earlier, evidently the pills ain't working. My A1C was a 10.1 today. And, well, last time it was 10.5, but they gave me a 3 month DOT physical. But now they're telling me I have to go get the doctor and sign a piece of paper, get all this done, get all that done. I'm like, and when am I coming up with the time to do this? Or y'all gonna pay me for doing this? Because I don't have vacation time until April.
I don't know, bud. I don't know what to tell you about all that.
So, man, it's more of a hassle than it is anything else. Because, I mean, you take a thought. I mean, you don't have to have a DOT physical to drive your car down the road. I understand that the weight limit is a little bit more than what a vehicle is in this truck, but we don't carry CDL. We don't have a Class C, Class B, or Class A. We drive these things on our license, you know, which just regular license, Class D license, you know, but the thing about it is, what's any different from me driving this truck at 10,500 pounds than me driving a regular pickup truck down the road towing a, you know, a 10,000 pound Bobcat. Ain't no difference at all. But I gotta have a DOT physical in this truck. I don't have to have one in the other.
Now, hold on. So you're under 24,000 pounds. You're under 24 feet, but they're still requiring you to have a CDL?
I have a DOT physical, just a physical, not CDLs, just a physical, in order to drive these trucks. And that's the point I don't understand. You know, I mean, I understand the tag tag changes something and the weight limit changes something, but the DOT number on the door is what they go by. Because it's a DOT number, they recommend you do what DOT does, which don't make a lick of sense, just for them to make more money.
What is the DOT license? What's the difference there?
License, that gives you the license to drive an 18-wheeler, which is, you know, by 40,000 pounds empty, or 30,000 pounds empty, and he can haul up to 80,000 pounds gross vehicle weight, unless he gets a special permit. Special permit can let him haul whatever he's hauling. But he has to go a special route, everything, you know, uncount bridges and all that good stuff. Okay, well, Class C would be like, you know, dump truck or something like that. Or Class B, I meant. Class C is like a endorsement that you get for, like, school buses, any type of vans that's carrying three or more passengers. Which we don't do know that here. That's the part I don't understand.
You know what they're doing, don't you? They're doing all that so that they can get an insurance discount and so that they can send you guys off to a drug screen anytime they want to.
That's what it boils down to. Well, they waste their money on me, man. I don't even drink beer. I mean, I can't even stand to take headache medicine. So, I mean, you know, they're wasting their money there. But, yeah, there's a bunch of them out there that can't pass it. Or, how should you say, special favoritism? You know, they get by with a lot. But other than that, I don't know, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, I got to step out of the truck just for a second and check my mail. I'll be right back.
Here, right quick, and turn all these papers in. About 24 pieces of paper that I've done today, and I'll give you a holler back a little bit later on. And I'll say 73s, KN4BWA, KN4UBG, I'll be clear.
KN4UBG, KN4BWA, I'm clear. Have a good one, bud.